Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm doing my customary solitary walk home from the airport after a day's work. My first day back in the office since we returned from our holidays. Which I've pretty much recovered from now. The extra hour helped adjust to the time difference. You know, coming back from Norfolk, you have to put your watch forward 30 years. I've been very much enjoying. So it tends to be quite a high priority for me as far as the things I listen to on my iPod. All the audio booths that have been coming in, none more so than in November since. It's called Nino Pomelo Como, or similar. I have to admit that I'm not really one for habitual doing anything. I did try to record an audio booth every day earlier on in the year, and I never got round to doing more than about 7 or 8, simply because I wasn't in the mood to talk. And I'm very much a moody creative. In fact, I would have loved to have, if I'd been of a different mindset or been able to, I would have written a lot more on holiday. As it was, I just scribbled notes instead of tweeting because we didn't have any internet access. If I could choose something to do in November, it would be to try and work on some comedy that I've long been meaning to write but not really got around to it. I won't do podcasting or NaNoWriMo, which is the novel writing month. I'm not probably not even going to do Movember, which is growing a moustache for November in kind of recognition of men's issues. In fact, I'm just going to do nothing notional of note month, which I'm going to call No-No-No-Mo, and do it all in slow-mo. It's sad to hear you were unwell, Simon. I hope you're feeling more perky now. You've had a bath and you're feeling better. In fact, it's another day. That's the only downside to listening to audio booze kind of in batches afterwards, because I sync my iPod Touch first thing in the morning with my PC, or my Mac rather, and so I've missed out on a day's worth of audio boos. I've seen them pop up on Twitter going, oh, that's interesting, I wonder what that's about. Lovely to hear Ruth and Pawari. Oh, so sad to see the broken guitar in the pictures. So for a musical instrument to be damaged, oh, it breaks my heart. In fact, yesterday afternoon, I was tuning the piano with Eleanor yesterday afternoon. She had a day off school, and that's when we sort of did a bit of dad-daughter activities. And I continued that into the evening and got to the B above middle C. Now it'd be the B above that, actually. I'm nearly onto two octaves now. And I sort of muted the right hand two strings, because each note has got three, or most notes have got three strings associated with them, except for the bass ones, but that's another story. And muted the right hand two strings, hit the key, and nothing. Donk, donk, donk. 5 minutes I was adjusting the hammer trying to get it. I can't have my machines not perfectly working, so I obsessed about it. I could have tuned pretty much another octave in the time it took me to try. What's wrong with this thing? And I fear that would probably be the problem if I did National Anything Doing Month, is I'd probably spend the first half of the month getting very frustrated that I couldn't do it properly and then give up. That said though, I'm recording an audio because I'm in quite a manic mood this afternoon. I got a good night's sleep last night after giving blood and then having some ibuprofen before bed to detensify my aching muscles. I get some backache and things like that. I should go back to the doctor, but I haven't. And slept really well. Woke up at 5 o'clock, woke up again at 5:45 when the alarm went off. And I've had a reasonably busy day in the office dealing with kind of the meat of the emails that came in while I was on leave. I trimmed off the fat, if you like, of the, sorry for any vegetarians, I don't know how to, I wouldn't know a vegetable allegory if, what do you do with an onion? No, you peel a cucumber? I don't know. Anyway, let's keep with the meat allegories because it's easier. I trimmed the fat off in the few days while I was still, you know, last bits of leave and yesterday, and today I sort of dealt with the real good stuff, the good chewy bits, and I'm down to one page, which is really good in some respects. My inbox, I tend to move stuff once I've responded to it, and or waiting for a response, or you know, I've dealt with it. But it's some good in some respects, but in other respects it's not so good because I've got a bigger screen than I ever have before, which means it's capable of displaying more lines, which means my inbox is bigger. But I don't start my new job as a manager until next week. A manager. Actually, the current job role is systems owner, which I don't really like. So I'm going to put a P on it. So system pooner, as in like what Leetspeak says, until they decide to let me change it to something better, like technology manager or Uber guru or something. I want the word Uber in it. That'd be good. Uber cop. I'm waffling. I better stop, really. I'm nearly home anyway, so... and the wind has died down. The traffic is fairly busy this evening. So, in fact, there was a J-Reg Vauxhall Nova that just went past. There's a city of Vauxhalls. Was that all I was going to say? Yes, I was going to say, sorry to hear about your broken instrument, Pawari. Good to hear your voice, Ruth, as always. I must subscribe to Floyd UK's audio boot as well. Just to get his side of the story, you know, it's only fair. Just as I have Pawari and Acrobat, you know. It's the yin and the yang, do you see? Was that all I was going to say? Do you know, I was on the coach and I was writing notes. I'm going to have to scroll down. Oh, yes, that's what I was going to say. I was listening to the last person I was listening to on before I started recording was Andy Mooseman. That's not his real name, but he records some excellent sort of monologues of his life and experiences down in Hastings in Sussex. His account of the pier burning was really, it was a really good kind of audio image of it. And he told a very funny story, which I would encourage you to go and listen to today. Right, I think I shall close now, having bored you rigid, and I shall wish you a happy evening, and who knows, I might record another one of these tomorrow. Wouldn't that just be irony? Bye for now.